This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri yesterday, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle class, traders and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly, UNGA session in New York, USA. This marks the third in-person meeting between Jaishankar and Rubio this year. Their last interaction took place on 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers' meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. President Draupadi Murmu will present the 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail. National Film Awards in the Best Actor category will be conferred on actor Shah Rukh Khan and actor Vikrant Masi. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohan Lal will be conferred the prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. Rani Mukherjee has been given the Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The central government has extended a ban on the unlawful association National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations for a period of 5 years. The extension of the ban will come into effect from the 28th of this month. Home Ministry, in a Gazette notification, said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. Indian Sign Language Research and Training Center, under the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, will organize a program to celebrate Sign Language Day 2025 in New Delhi today. The United Nations General Assembly has declared 23rd September as International Day of Sign Languages to raise awareness about the importance of sign language in realizing the human rights of people who are deaf. The theme for this year is No Human Rights Without Sign Language Rights, which emphasizes the crucial role of sign language in ensuring equality, inclusion and dignity for persons who are deaf. Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, and Minister of State of the Ministry, B.L. Verma, will attend the event. The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated at the All India Institute of Ayurveda in Goa today, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. The celebrations will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Independent Charge, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav. This year's Ayurveda Day will highlight the enduring legacy of Ayurveda and its contribution to health and ecological sustainability under the theme Ayurveda for People, Ayurveda for Planet. To mark the occasion, the National Dhanvantri Ayurveda Awards 2025 will be presented to distinguished contributors in the field of Ayurveda. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha today. Similar conditions are predicted in parts of northeastern states, Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, North Interior Karnataka and Vidarbha today. The last rites of Assam's heartthrob Zubeen Garg to be performed at Sonapur, outskirts of Guwahati today. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju will also attend the ceremony on behalf of the central government along with representatives from various state governments. Over a million of people pay tribute to the iconic artist. People from across the northeastern states standing on kilometers-long queue for several hours to see and to pay their last respect to the legendary singer at Arjun Bhogeshwar Baru Sports Complex in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.